The sanctions are piling up on Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. and European Union announcing more penalties aimed at preventing a larger Russian invasion of Ukraine, which has just declared a state of emergency beginning tomorrow.
This is and has been, in some ways, diplomatic kabuki theater on the part of the Russians, making statements that they are committed to a diplomatic path while their actions suggest exactly the opposite.
State Department spokesman Ned Price, President Biden slapping new sanctions on the company that built the Russia to Europe Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is now on hold. Two prosecutors in charge of a criminal probe into former President Trump have suddenly resigned. A spokesperson in the Manhattan DA's office confirming it, but not commenting on a New York Times report that the DA had raised doubts about pursuing a possible case against the former president. The probe already led to tax fraud charges against the Trump Organization and the company's longtime finance chief, who have pleaded not guilty. The Justice Department says what had been known as the China Initiative will no longer have that name and will get a broader focus. That Trump-era effort was intended to crack down on economic espionage by China, but was accused of unfairly targeting Chinese professors at American colleges. The FBI says it is aggressively investigating dozens of recent bomb threats.
Between January 4th and February 16th, 57 historically black colleges, universities, houses of worship and faith-based academic institutions were targeted with bomb threats, the FBI says. Those threats were made by phone, email, social media, and anonymous online post. The Bureau says 31 field offices are actively working with other law enforcement agencies in investigating the cases as racially or ethnically motivated extremism and hate crimes.
Fox's Jared Halpern, no explosive devices have been found. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says he has no plans to challenge the sentence for former police officer Kim Potter, who said she fired her gun by mistake instead of her taser in the traffic stop killing of Dante Wright. Sentencing guidelines for Potter's manslaughter conviction called for more than 7 years in prison. She got a 2-year sentence.
Speaking of Fox 9 in Minneapolis, Ellison said that while he disagrees with the sentence, he would not second guess the judge, and instead said he hoped sentences like this could be used to try to prevent the next tragedy. At the sentencing, Judge Regina Chu said that while Potter acted wrongly and violated the law, she ultimately made a tragic mistake. The sentence drew scrutiny from activists along with Wright's family.
Fox's Ted Linder. Police in Philadelphia are suing over a city law banning officers from stopping drivers for minor violations.
Due to go into effect next Thursday, the law applies to offenses like improperly displayed registration stickers or broken taillights. Black and Latino drivers are stopped more often for those what are sometimes called pretextual stops, leading to the investigation of other crimes. The Philadelphia Lodge of the Fraternal Order of Police is suing to invalidate the law, claiming it runs counter to state law covering those violations.
Fox's Chris Foster. Another movie streams its way to record territory.
Inventing Anna is the latest breakout series for Netflix. The Shonda Rhimes-created series, based on a true story, toggled 196 million hours watched between February 14th and 20th. The numbers are in addition to the 77 million racked up the week before.
I want to tell you about my friend, Anna. I think she's a con woman.
The series stars Julia Garner as Anna Delvey, a fake German heiress who landed in the hearts and minds of New York's social scene while also stealing tons of their money. The series is inspired by the New York Magazine article, How Anna Delvey Tricked New York's Party People. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Stocks tumble, the Dow down 464 at the close. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.